Okay, everyone, let's get a drink from this well. And as you're taking in the sparkling water, I'm going to be talking to you a little bit more about what we're going to do and what you're going to learn here in the Hidden Kingdom. You will be going on a journey to the very center of you, deep inside of the spiritual heart, its chambers, its cities, and into your soul. You will be traveling, gaining knowledge and wisdom, spiritual understanding about the hidden person of the heart, the deep subconscious mind, and how these two hidden persons, the spiritual man, the spiritual person, and his heart, and the deep subconscious mind, the hidden man of the heart, how these two persons desire to rule and to reign your entire three-part system of who you are, the spirit, the soul, and the physical body. This journey here in the hidden kingdoms will pull back the veils of darkness, ignorance, upon the two unseen kingdoms, desiring to be the unseen rulers of the three-part system called a human. And from that high position of the unseen kingdom, rule the seen world on earth from the hidden kingdom of the spiritual realm that is ruling here on the earth through a human. This journey will be one that many ancient ones have sought to travel and discover for themselves. Many are aware of these two hidden kingdoms ruling a person's three-part system, and 99% of the others have no knowledge of the hidden spiritual kingdoms and their rulership of a human heart and its soul and the physical body. If you desire to learn and to see wonders that have been spiritually hidden from your earthly eyes, your earthly conscious mind, to get understanding of yourself and of others, and what is going on in the unseen world within you and around you, then come, first drink from this living water, and travel with me, Pastor Deborah, as I guide you into the darkness of the unseen realm of the spirit, into the hidden kingdoms of the spiritual world. This journey, these teachings, will shed light into areas of darkness, areas of ignorance, and break chains of captivity that you do not even know are holding you in unseen chains, unseen and hidden. Your journey will be as Neo's was in the movies, The Matrix, and many others that you will learn about from many parables, stories, fairy tales, and fables. For a while, you and I will be connecting to each other in the realm of the spirit, where you, the real you, resides and lives. The hidden matrix. This journey will also be like another's journey out of the darkness and into the light. Miss Helen Keller. Her true story can be seen in the movie The Miracle Worker, starring Patty Duke and Bancroft. Words will be used. Searching for answers will be encouraged. A light will be lit, and your spiritual heart will begin to see what has been hidden in the spiritual darkness of mist for generations after generations. Each heart needs to have its hidden candle lit with an eternal flame of fire, of light, of truth, of knowledge, so that even the winds and storms coming against it will not be able to put the flame of light out. Do you remember, Neo? A question was driving him. A question to find Morpheus. The word Morpheus means the god of dreams. What was the matrix? Morpheus was contacting Neo in a world he knew nothing about, yet existed. So too will I, Pastor Deborah, be as Morpheus, coming to you in your dreams, in your deep thoughts that are hidden even from yourself. Yes, I can go behind the locked doors, behind the walls, under the beds, in the prison cells, into your dreams, into your sleep, your trances, as did Morpheus did for Neo. You are also like Helen Keller, a young child who became both blind and deaf in infancy, having eyes that could not see, having ears that could not hear, a mind held captive in silence and darkness, until a teacher came to set her free and bring light into her world, a teacher named Annie Sullivan. Helen became both blind and deaf after a fever when she was only about 6 months old. But because of the agape love of her parents, they brought a teacher for the blind and deaf into Helen's life to help their child. Helen's teacher talked to Helen with her hands and fingers over and over. Words and more words were signed into Helen's hands to teach her. Words were the vehicle of communication to light a candle in Helen's spirit and in her soul. Even though Helen did not understand any of what was being said to her at the time, Annie kept talking and teaching. One day, the candle was lit and the light came on. Helen knew. She became aware of life. She was alive and not alone in her darkness anymore. A door of light was opened by a teacher with a key to the doors that had kept Helen in darkness and ignorance. Annie stayed with Helen her entire life and showed her the world that she could not see or hear, but learned to understand and to sense and to see with a different set of eyes. And through the hands that learned Braille and sign language, and through words and the power and faithfulness of a teacher sent and filled by agape love for her, Helen saw. Helen talked. Helen knew. Helen came out of the darkness. Neo learned that what he thought was real was not. Yet he had memories of that life, and he was told by Trinity that the Matrix could not tell him who he really was. Neo and Helen both had teachers who helped them to discover themselves, what their purposes were in this life, what this life really was about, and what battles they had to overcome within themselves to step into the light of these truths. Both Neo and Helen were not alone in this journey. Out of darkness and out of ignorance, they had teachers who loved and others that would risk their lives to help them. The enemies of light are powerful. They will fight hard to hold you captive in their darkness. For once your spiritual heart comes alive through light, you are no longer a slave of fear, unbelief, and doubt. You can step out of their prison cell and into the world a free person with light in your spiritual heart that will guide you as you travel this world and this life right through and into eternity. I, Pastor Deborah, will be with you, as was Morpheus and Annie were for their students. They were given to bring light into their darkness, set them on their path in the world. If you cannot remember the movies, the Matrix trilogy, get them. Watch them slowly. That will help. And get the movie, The Miracle Worker, Helen Keller, with Anne Bancroft and Patty Duke. Then as I teach and make reference to these movies, you will have seen them. When you watch them, have a notebook with you and take notes. These movies are full, wonderful, ancient truths I am going to talk about to light the hidden spiritual candle in your spirit. These movies have hidden within them words of light. that will push back the heaviness of the light, the ignorance of darkness that has held your spiritual heart captive. I've written about these movies in other books that you can find in the section called Treasure Chest, in the volumes entitled The Multitudes, which comes in three volumes, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3. Read and learn. As Neil and Helen had to learn that the world was much more than they had ever imagined, and more than they knew it ever could be. Both lived in darkness, and it took a patient and loving teacher to hold steady during the fight for freedom of a spiritual heart out from the unseen chains of ignorance, of fear, of the darkness. So, to begin your journey into the light, ask yourself, why are you even here? Why are you listening, watching this video? Why are you interested in what I have to say? What questions are driving you to this channel? Is your world like Helen's? Dark, silent, fearful, one of anger, no answers? Are you, as both of them, reaching out for something, something you cannot describe or see? I see your hands, dear ones, even in your dreams. I can hear your spirit talking as Morpheus heard Neo's. I am going to be coming into your dark world and help you, if that is okay. Then the answers will come. The door will be opened, and you will take a deep breath of the free air. These first steps, decide to be free and take my hand, and we will walk together. Remember what Morpheus promised Neo, just the truth. But through the truth comes discovery of oneself, of one's purpose, of new truths, beliefs, of one's journey to help others find their way out of the matrix of control of ignorance. And Helen discovered herself and graduated from college and was a national speaker for the blind and deaf. Teachers have keys to lock doors that keep others out and you in. And teachers bring purpose and help you to overcome all your fear, unbelief, and doubt of yourself. So take my hand and let's find out who you really are, why you are here, what are you to give to others. Come and journey to the center of you, to the lonely mountain, the three-part system of creation called a human. Come and see. Yes, Wilbur and company will be with us as we travel this road together inside the gates of the hidden kingdom, through the cities and the stores and the treasure houses, the storehouses of the kingdom of heaven. The creatures of the garden will come and visit with us. They will walk with us. They love you so very much and want to be a part of your journey and help you if they can. May an ancient light of agape love and the knowledge and discovery of yourself light your lamp that will guide you in your path through the hidden kingdoms. Enjoy the channel, all the different teachings, and when we finish drinking here at the well, then we will begin. But you will have to learn a few things. What the sparkling water, the glistening water does to you, and why you will find yourself laying out in a blanket of glory, listening to my voice while you're in the presence of agape love and light. Pastor Deborah.